here for another edition of A Few Minutes With. And though the season's over, we've been kind of doing players throughout all 16 weeks of the NFL season, even going back to training camp. But we're going to kind of shift the focus a little bit and kind of focus on the staff here with the Denver Broncos, all the people behind the scenes that make this work every day. And I am pleased to be joined by Vice President of Public Relations, Jim Saccomano, that I know that I don't, not only do I have a lot of respect for, but I know everyone here, Jim, that works in this building does as well. Jim has just finished his 31st season with the Denver Broncos. Now, you think about that, everything that he has seen in that time frame. So I know that we'll be speaking with somebody, getting questions answered from somebody that has seen it all in this organization. So, Jim, thank you for joining.
Casey, thank you so much for asking.
Well, we got questions all week, Jim, and we're just going to go ahead and fire these away. These are coming from Bronco fans that maybe want to know some things about from what you've seen. This first question comes from Sabrina in Glendale, California. She goes, what is your favorite memory of or slash with John Elway?
I'd have to list a couple, Casey. When John Elway was a rookie, the press tried to follow him everywhere he went. It was just such a big story. Mm-hmm. We were in training camp in Greeley, and they followed every move. Elway needed a haircut. They literally said they would send live trucks to follow him, get a haircut. He just didn't want that kind of attention. So I made an arrangement for him to have a meet a Greeley barber who was off duty at night after the team meeting, like 9:30, in the guy's house. I had an off-duty Greeley police officer pick up Elway in an unmarked police car, and he took him. The guy got a haircut. The next day, the press was shocked, and they were, how'd you get a haircut? How'd we miss that? How'd you get a haircut? The other one that I like a lot is after Super Bowl 33, when John was named the MVP, it was a pleasure, and when he stepped down from the podium, of course, he won a new car as MVP, and John Elway had, by that time, 16 dealerships.
Yeah.
And I said, John, I've been waiting your whole career to tell you this, but you are the MVP of Super Bowl 33. And that was a neat moment all the way along because it's how you want it to be.
All right, Jim, this next one comes from Bob right down south here in Colorado Springs. He says, how has the NFL landscape changed during your three decades in the league?
I would say in my business in public relations, the internet and media has changed. The deadlines have changed. The internet's changed it all, and we all know that.
Yeah.
But it's not just a morning paper, an afternoon paper, and the 10 o'clock news anymore. It's 24 hours a day, and that's the biggest change in the landscape, Casey.
All right, this one comes from Kelsey in Salt Lake City. She goes, what is the most memorable Broncos game you have ever attended?
Super Bowl 32, we win the world championship, which not only did you win the world championship, but the symbolism, what it means to the fans, the city, the state, the region. You know, you're a 12.5 point underdog against the Green Bay Packers, who win the first Super Bowl, the first two, really. Mm-hmm. So that one was the one, the first Super Bowl win.
No, correct me if I'm wrong, Jim, but I think in talking to you, you had tickets to Broncos games before you worked here. Is that correct?
That's correct. I've been a Broncos season ticket holder since I was a junior in high school, so quite some time.
All right, Jim. This one comes from Samuel in Oakland, California. So we're hoping he's not...
Uh-oh, we'll see what this is.
He says, which Broncos player, past or present, has been the most fun to work with?
That's kind of difficult because there have been a lot of great guys. Mm-hmm. But when you take everything into consideration and the magnitude of the guy, it comes to John Elway because the requests never ended. I still get calls. I'll get one or two calls a week from somebody still wanting to set up an interview with Elway. So John Elway was special. That relationship, that 16 years with him, is not going to come along again.
What do you tell a reporter that calls and asks if they can get any kind of access to John?
I tell him, go through the Colorado crush, and then I tell him, don't get your hopes up.
All right, Jim, this one comes from Dan in Vancouver, BC, Canada. He goes, when, in your opinion, do you believe the Broncos became a truly elite franchise in the NFL?
Well, when they became a Super Bowl team in 1977, which was also their first playoff year, they never went back from there, and the franchise has really grown from there. Mm-hmm. But I think, actually, becoming a truly elite franchise was tied to the purchase of and ownership by Pat Bowlen, that he really took it to another level. And, you know, within a couple of years, we were in the Super Bowl and went three times in 4 years, and the team's never been looked at as an average team again.
All right, two more questions for you, Jim. This one comes from Walter Wright here in Denver. He goes, how did you get your start with the Broncos?
I began my career in broadcasting, and then was with the Denver Bears, the minor league baseball team, for 3 years. And at the end of my third year there, that's basically when I had a chance to go to work for the Denver Broncos.
Okay, and the last one comes from Marcia in Grand Rapids, Michigan. She asks, here's a fashion question for you. Which Broncos uniforms do you prefer, the Orange Crush era orange jerseys or the Super Bowl era New Age blue ones?
I like the orange jerseys in either era, but I like the navy blue. The navy is the navy blue and the new logo, I've got to admit, are my favorites.
What about the alternates, the all-orange ones that you see?
I like that because it's with the navy blue along with it, so I like the alternate orange.
All right, Jim. Well, thanks a lot for coming on.
And now, Thank you, Casey.
Jim's also involved in DenverBroncos.com. He has a blog that he writes from time to time. So make sure you go on DenverBroncos.com and check that out. And Jim, once again, thanks a lot for coming on. And I know we're all looking forward to getting the season going next year. So
yeah,
thank you.
That'll be great. Thank you, Casey.